Okay. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, Harori Basadeh Chelcha Chol Oitzer Secha Lavaz Etein B'Masecha B'Chatos B'Chol Givulech. A very hard pasuk. We're going to put a comma between the word harori and the word basodeh, which is interpreted to mean that on account of the sins that have taken place upon the mountains. What sins are we referring to that have taken place upon the mountains? The worshipping of idols. Because, therefore, the pasuk is translated harori, because of the sins that have taken place upon my mountains. Hashem is saying that this land is my land. Eretz Yisrael is the property, is the possession of Hashem. Because of that, basodeh, in the field, chelcha chol oitzrosech levas etein. Out in the open, I will give the enemy the power to divide all of your spoils. Chelcha means your wealth, your assets. All of your treasures in the field, meaning out in the open, lavaz etain, I will give over to the enemy as spoils of war. Bomosecha, all of this is going to happen as a payment, is a punishment for the idols that you've offered upon your altars. The bomosecha, bechatos, that and because of the sins that have occurred, b'chol givulech, on all of your boundaries. A lot going on. It's a very complex pasuk. Let's see the mitzvah stavit pasuk gimel harori ritzayin leimar. If the mitzvah stavit is telling us ritzayin leimar, obviously it means that the pasuk cannot be translated literally. You have to add many words in order to make sense of the pasuk. Atem Yehuda ha'ivdim la'akum ha'ivdim al heharim kama. So from one word harori, he explains all of these words that you, my people, the nation of Yehuda, who have worshipped idols so that stand upon the mountains. What am I going to do to you as punishment? Now we go to the next words. Oh, we're just talking about you. Shalom Aleichem. Hine, we're asking what happened to you. Disappeared. Hine chelcha yotziu hasholelim. Behold, chelcha, your assets, your wealth, all of your money. Yotziu hasholelim. All of the plunderers, all of the enemies. V'yechalku b'nehem basodeh. They will divide among themselves in the field, meaning out in the open. The makam asher yachnu alech, in the place where they encamp against you. B'chol ha'oitzrois hatemunos, all of your hidden treasures, etein lohem labiza, I will deliver into the hands of your enemies as spoils of war. B'moisecha, what does it mean b'moisecha? Ritzonu laimar, ba'avur b'moisecha, because of your altars. Ho'asuyois b'chatos that have been made b'chatas for the purpose of sinning be'akum la'akum, of worshipping idols. You make an altar, an abama, in order to offer sacrifices in honor of an idol. Ha'imdim that stand b'chol gvulecha makom echad lo nedar, there has not been one place in the entire Eretz Yisrael where you did not erect an altar in honor of an idol. And therefore, this situation is intolerable, and it must come to an end. And that's why you're going to suffer the way I have described. Rashi Pasuk Gimel writes, Rashi the Harori Basadeh. Who? What is the Harori? My mountain. We frankly is a little more specific than the Mitzvah Stavit. Yerushalayim Hayosheves Bahar Hamishar. That sits on a plain, a mountain that's flat. Called Saviv Oir Mishar Sadu, he's telling us the entire surrounding area of Yerushalayim is a field. It's a very interesting idea that Yerushalayim is a mountain, a har, that's built upon a sadeh. And what are we built upon? What do we build upon the har that's surrounded by a sadeh? A bias. Why do we put all the three together? Because it corresponds to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham called it a har. Avraham, Hahor Hazeh, Avraham, I'm sorry, Avraham, I don't remember the pasuk, the psukim where Avraham, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he saw the mountain. Vayar, I don't remember, there's a pasuk that they refer, what? Mokom Merachok, but there's another pasuk that the Avraham explicitly called the Beit HaMikdash, the mountain, the location of the... What does it say? Bahar Hashem Yireh, Bahar, that's the pasuk. Fine. Bahar, so the Akedah took place where the Mikdash would one day be built. Bahar Hashem Yireh. Yitzchak called it a Sodeh. Was he davening there? He was in Canaan. So he was there. So he went to the base Hamidosh, the Mokav Hamikdosh, to be Mesfalel. Vayitzach Yitzchak lo suach hasadeh. And Yaakov says, "In Yelokim imadi ushmartin baderech hashazer shenochi yonuf nasan lechem lechol ve'lebosh b'shavti yisham b'sadi ha'even ha'zoyz shasamti matzvil yeh base." A base Elohim. So Avraham called it a har. Yitzchak called it a sadeh. Yaakov called it a bayis. And here Rashi is teaching us that indeed the base Hamikdash is all three put together, because the Yerushalayim is unique, that it is a har that is built upon a sadeh. I guess normally mountains are not termed that, not described in that fashion. You have mountains. Mountains have nothing to do with fields. There are fields, there are mountains. Yerushalayim is unique in that it's a mountain that is surrounded by a sada. And upon that mountain that is surrounded by a sada, we build the structure, we build the bayis. So we have the Beis HaMikdash, basically is the combination of all three, har, sada, bayis, corresponding to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Called Savo Ir Mesh Misha Soda, Uloshan Harari. Rashi is going into some grammar. The word Harari is a bit unusual. It should say a Hori, or it should say Har. What does it mean, the double Resh? Harari, my mountain. So he says it's not a problem, it's a style of writing. Kamo Aravi, like an Arab. Al Shemsh.
No.
Plain. I'm sorry,
plain. Similarly,
I'm sorry, plain. Someone who lives on the mountain. It's an expression. It's a grammatical expression. Aravi. Aravi means a person who lives in Arav, in an area that's a plain. Al shem sheyoshev bo Arava, in a meadow. And what's that word, Michal?
People who dwell on mountains.
People who dwell on mountains? On mountains. Okay. Balaz. Yoshvei hahar. Same idea, a person lives upon a mountain. Therefore, in punishment for offering, we assume that Rashi is going to translate the pasuk like the mitzvah stuff, in punishment for worshipping idols upon Harari, your wealth. Chelcha is kamo mimoincha, mimoinecha, your money. Bamoisecha bichatos. Your bamos, your altars, were built for the purpose of sin. What kind of sin? L'shem akum, avodas koychavim umazolos, b'chol gvulechem, among all of your boundaries. Radak, pasuk gimel, harri basodeh l'fi shehayu oivdim al ha'orim. Same, everyone so far is the same translation of this very difficult pasuk, because all of the Klal Yisrael, they were worshipping Al Hehorim, Kora Yisrael Harari, Omar Derech Kriya, Yirmiyah's calling out, Atem Harari, you my people who live upon the mountains, who are worshipping idols upon the mountains, Umilas Basadeh. Now, Milas Basodeh, he's coming to explain in more detail the translation of the pasuk the agreement of Rashi and the Mitzudos is that the word Basodeh is the beginning of the next sentence. It is the response. Because the sins that have been committed upon the mountain, therefore, in an open location, I will allow the enemy to divide the spoils. So the word Basodeh is really part of the second half of the pasuk. Now, the problem with that interpretation is the Talmei HaMikra do not flow with that interpretation, because then we would expect there to be the word Harari should be a trop that comes to an end. It should be a Zokef Katan, two dots on top, which should be or an Esnachta, or there should be some type of indication the word Harari is the end of a sentence. However, here it's a Pashta next to a Zokef Katan, which is those two words go together. So from the Tamei HaMikra, you would understand, you would translate Harari Basadeh Kama, my mountain that is on top. Oh no, indeed, that's how Rashi translates. I didn't really pay attention. That's indeed how Rashi learns the Pshat in the Pasuk. Rashi learns the Pasuk Harari Basadeh. I'm sorry, right? Rashi learns that my mountain, Yerushalayim, which is located, is situated upon a sadeh, And then we have to assume that Rashi is going to then begin with his interpretation because of the sins that were committed there. Therefore, as a punishment, but remember, that's not the way the Mitzudos translated the pasuk. The Mitzudos put a comma or put a period between the word harari and the word basodeh, and that's exactly what the Radak is coming to do. And the Radak is apologizing. The Radak is apologizing because he's apologizing the Radak. Because the trop is more indicative of the parish of Rashi. Harari and Basade go together. So one more time, those were the words of Radak. So it's Milas Basade, even though Shatam Omadba, even though the Tam is there, Perusha Shehidvuka in Chelcha, but doesn't matter. Even though the trop is together, Ba, meaning together with the first word of the Pasuk, it doesn't matter. Perusha, when we come to explain the meaning of the Pasuk, we have to put the word Basade together with the next half of the pasuk, Omar, and now he explains the pasuk in its entirety. Omar, Atem Harari, you, my mountains, comma, Basodeh Chelcha, Koloit Shoisechel of Azetin, Koloimar. So what does all that mean together? Sheyotziu Hashelim Habiza Basodeh. In the field, in the open area, the enemy will bring forth all of the spoils. Lachloik sham hashalol, to divide, distribute it among everyone there. Okay, chelcha means mamaycha yimani. Kol yitzrecha chasar vav hashimush. Oitzrecha is missing vichol oitzrecha levazetein. The Radak is telling us that before the word chol, it would have been appropriate to add a vav. It should say chelcha. However, that's never held us back. A missing vav never was a problem. Chosar vav hashimush kmo shemesh, just like we had the word for word yesterday, shemesh v'yireach v'yirin v'shimayin v'adem lohem. Okay, the next words are b'masecho, your altars, b'chatos kmo hipoch. We have to translate the words the other way around. In other words, chatos, your sin, what was the sin? Was that b'moisecha b'chol givulecha? We have to, when we translate the pasuk, we have to reverse the words in translation. Hipoch, kiloma b'chatos, due to the sins of b'moisecha, of your altar, shehem b'chol givulecha. Kolema loma yeh kol chelcha b'chol yitzrecha levaz ba'avu. Why are all of your wealth, why will it be given to the enemy and plundered? It's because of your sins. Ba'avur chatos b'moisecha. Because of the sins of your altars, Rabin, we have this many, many times where we have to translate the words backwards. Tevo shehem hafuchos b'ta'amam, words which are in reverse order, even in the trop. Kemo mikoyim sham kever, which means over there sham b'mokoyim kever. There in that location where the shetamo mikoyim kever sham, which you have to really put the sham at the end of the word. Mikoyim sham kever, it would be more appropriate to say mikoyim kever sham. Umispeid el yoidei nehi, a eulogy those who know nehi, come out the yoidei nehi el mispeid. Vehadem luchem rabbi b'chein tagim innocent hipuch, b'chayvin to have a sin, polchin le to have a sog, lead to the sin that they worshipped idols, b'chol to chumehon in all of their locations. Okay, this is just something very common. We all know this, that when you read a pasuk in Navi, it's not like reading the New York Times. You don't read the words. That's why we have a very hard time in Tanakh, in learning Tanakh, is because we are brainwashed in believing that when you translate a pasuk, you have to go in order. We always say this, you said a million times. We always think when you read a pasuk, it's like reading a sentence in English. In English, it's sequential. You read word A, word B, word C. If it doesn't flow, if the words don't go in order, then you have made an error in grammar. There's no issue. In Tanakh, it's not like that. Tanakh is a code. You have a pasuk, you have five words, and then you have to take the five words and you have to reorder them in order to understand what the pasuk means. Why then was it written in an order that is confusing? That's either a style of writing, or there's much greater depth beyond the messages. Yeah? Yeah. In the pasuk itself. No, in Mokdom Uchabat Torah are refers to events, chronology, events that have taken place. But the actual words, when the pasuk is expressing an idea and selects a collection of words,
it is It is.
It's not a concept. Mukdam u'mu'akhar b'Torah is a concept of chronology.
Right.
Time, events, and
so
period of time.
Even Torah Shabbat, it also could be in the same classic.
Grammatical shock. I'm just saying that when a pasuk in Nach, even in Tanakh, even in Chumash, expresses a thought, and it selects 5, 10, 15 words to express the thought, you don't necessarily translate the words in perfect order.
No, you do translate.
You do translate, but not necessarily in order.
Even in Chumash, it doesn't come.
I think sometimes. I think there are what?
In order to understand it, you have to translate it into the sequence that your language fits. But it doesn't have to be written that way in the original.
Like in this passage, classic example: Etain wa. I'm sorry, b'moisecha b'chatos b'chol gvulecha. Your altars, because of your sin, all of your boundaries. In English, it doesn't make sense to say that. In English, it makes sense is bichatos, due to the sin, b'moisecha, that you position, you erect the altars, b'chol gilulecha. But the pasuk is written in a different order. Why is that so? So there are many reasons. Either it's a style of writing. It's a poetic style of writing, which is obviously there's more to it than meets the eye. Or obviously there are much deeper concepts that are buried here in this pasuk, which we are not aware of. Which we have. Okay, this is something we always... This is the
Rav Shmuel. If you believe in the codes, then the sequence is how it works.
Yeah. Possibly, okay. Okay, I think, but that's an afterthought. That was not a deciding factor Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Dal. Now the Pasuk Dal is another very difficult Pasuk. Very hard Pasuk. Many themes are being presented in this Pasuk. Vishomat ta. What does that word mean? Shimut. Shimut means to be removed. It means to be dislodged, removed, uprooted.
Shmita.
And it also comes from the word Shmita. What is Shmita? Shmita means release. Shamot. Shamot means the year, the seventh year. Release yourself from your attachment to the earth. It's Hashem's land. It's Shabbos LaHashem. Release yourself. So here it says Vishom, and so indeed the Medrash says, the reason why the Apostle selected with this word to describe our departure or our exile from the land, our release from the land, is because we have failed to observe the Shemitahs. And that's a very famous Chazal. The reason why it was exactly 70 years was because Klal Yisrael failed to observe properly 70 Shemitahs. There were 70 Shemitahs to make calculations. There are those who make these calculations. I'm not too good at this. And making calculations of all the years of Golus, but there were 70 Shemitahs that were not observed during the time of the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Rishon, and because of that, that's why there was exactly 70 years of Golus. And that's what's the pasuk over here, Vishomatita, period. Put a nice hard period there, and you can do that because the trop is a rivi'i, which is a mafsik. So we're done. Then we begin another word which is very, very complex, uvecha. And we really put a period right there as well. The reason why this will occur, that you will be released from the land or be driven out, is you deserve it. It comes to you. You're getting what you deserve. It's no one to blame but yourself. Period. Then we go to the next theme of the pasuk. Minachalascha asher nosati loch. Now, as we said before, we have to read the words out of order. The words minachalascha asher nasati loch really go back to the word vishomatata. So reading the words out of order. I'm going to release you from the land which I have given to you, uvecha, because you deserve it. Not because Hashem is punishing you for no good reason. So again, another example of out of order. And then we continue, what is going to happen to us in a foreign land when we are released, when we are put into exile? V'havaditicha, and you will serve. You will be slaves, es oivecha, to your enemies, be'oretz, in a land, asher lo yodota, that you do not know. This is, you know, we had this theme a million times, again, being repeated again in this pasuk. Obviously, there has to be a reason why there's so much repetition. I do not know why. And then they conclude with a new concept, which we do not have yet. Ki eish kidachtem be'api ad oilam tukar. Hashem says there is a fire that is burning in my nostrils. A fire has been kindled in my nostrils, and forever ad oilam tukar. And this fire will continue to burn forever. This, according to many, refers to Gehenna. This concept is chosen in the Medrash.
From the Pasuk,
Sheol Tachtes. So it's another example. So this refers that the Gehenna. Now, indeed, I'll just tell you the Medrash before we read the Pesukim, is that Hashem said to Abdus Al-Shuch, quotes this Medrash, they cite here in the Art Scroll, that Hashem, the very famous Medrash, when Hashem showed Avraham Avinu that the Jewish people are going to sin, and he asked them, what do you want for them? I'll give you a choice, A or B. Would you prefer that they burn in Gehenna, or should they go into Golos? So Avram said, "Well, let me see them both. No, give me a sample. Give me a preview. Preview the Tisha B'Av Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video. Let me see a preview." So Hashem showed him Gehenna, and Hashem showed him Golos, and Avram said, "I think we'll take Gehenna." We'll take your hand. That's what it says in the Medrash.
That's one version.
Hashem said to him, that's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. I give you another chance. Give you a lifeline. I give you another chance. Another chance. Give me another answer. Okay, if you're telling me it's the wrong answer, then we'll take Golos. Now, it just goes to show that if Avraham selected for us Gehenna, it goes to show that this world is even worse than Gehenna. So Hashem, so obviously, what?
Don't buy that version.
That version? There are other versions.
They don't want to.
Okay, so Hashem said to Avraham Avinu. Okay, so obviously, there's more. There's some benefit that we don't appreciate that we gain from Golos, and that's what Hashem wants. But in this pasuk, it's telling us the original plan. That's what the Medrash says. In this pasuk, it says that because of your sins, I'm going to remove you from the land, and at least it ties, at least connects the two together. You're going to go into Golos, and it's also going to be an Esh Kidachtem Biapi Adolam Tukah. There's an eternal fire. It seems over here there's a choice of punishments. And it's not telling us which one we're going to get. I mean, the pasuk, Hashem is angry, and Hashem's fire is burning in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nostrils. All right, let's see the Mefarshim. Pasuk Dal number two. What? In this, you don't see the choice. Right? The Al Shuch just connect. He says you should be aware there's a Medrash where there was a choice, and Avraham selected one. Hashem says it's the wrong one. I take the other. And in this pasuk, you happen to see them both. So it alludes to this concept that due to the chet of Golo, of our sins, we really deserved one or the other. Let's see the Mitzudas of Pasuk Dalet. Vishoma Tito. You will, there too, and you can read it. This is the classic Machlekes de Vilna Gaon and Shlomo Zalman Hena. Is it Vishoma Tito? Or is it Vishoma Tito? Is it a Shlonoh or Shlonoh on the test? This pasuk is a bit more complex because a test and a tav for practical purposes is the same. We don't differentiate. We are not experts in the differentiation. So I believe that even those that follow the Vilna Gaon, there's another couple of words like this in the Torah that follow the Vilna Gaon, that always that after a patach, a shva is a shva noch, and that would mean here you should say vishomat ta. That would be the way it should be pronounced according to the Vilna Gaon. Yet in this instance, when you have a tes and a tav, since the two letters are identical in our sound, so therefore, even the Vilna Gaon, the minig is to say a shva no. So you'd say vishoma, take a breath, not take a breath, vishoma, ti ta, shva no, and then another letter, the tav. So therefore you clearly bring out the two letters. Rav Zalman Hena, Rav Zalman was one of the biggest Bekim in Dikduk. He was a very young man and he got into a lot of trouble because he was a Kanoi. Got into a lot of trouble, Rav Zalman Hena, in a lot of things that he did. Yeah, he's a lot of very fascinating person, Rav Zalman Hena. And he holds, you always say, after a patach, You always have a shva no. For example, the first word of the Megillah. The first word of the Megillah, it's a patach, a va. And then there's a yud. So is it vayihi bimei achashverosh? Or is it vayihi bimei achashverosh? Vayidaber. Is it vayidaber or vayidaber? According to the Vilna Gaon, which is basically every single siddur that has been published from time immemorial, follows the style of the Vilna Gaon, where it's a shva noch, vaidaber, vaidaber. Rav Zalman Hena is vayidaber or vayihi. It's a shva no under the yud. Okay, you can see all of this in Rabbi Reisman's Sefer, Pathway to the Prophets. Explains all this very, very well. Okay, let's go to Vishom. Let's see again the mitzudos. Vishom matita. Ta'azoid es huadama mila abdo. B'charisha uzriya. The simple translation is you will abandon, you will forsake the land from plowing and planting. Uvicha. Okay, this is a very interesting word. Very interesting thing. Uvicha. Ritzoin alaymar. Whenever the mitzudo says ritzoin alaymar, it's a stop sign. Come to a complete stop. You get a ticket. You don't come to a complete stop to be aware that there's something here that needs to be explained. It's not to be taken literally. There's a very deep concept. It's not going to be to free will that you will abandon the land. Religious reasons, we're not going to work the land this year. No. Ela b'cha in you tihi ho'aziva. It will be in you, it will be against you, meaning it will be with force. You will be forced to abandon the land. Ki siye nezav min achaloscha v'chulu, you will be removed. You will be abandoned, you will be forsaken from your inheritance. V'lo tiye shamo le'ovdo, you're not going to be present, you're not going to be on site to work the land. V'zeh, why is that so? This is a punishment. V'zeh b'gmul shaloi shamtu b'shvis, because you did not rest in the year of Shemitah. He's already injecting the Medrash. The word Vishomatita comes from the word Shemitah. Midah connected to Midah. The 70 years of Golus were connected to the 70 Shemitahs that were not observed. Zehav Adeticha, and you will worship. Ritzon Elaymar. Avalato Tavod Atmas Ha'ayi Be'eretz Asheloidata Be'os. And there you're going to be slaves to your enemy in a land that's not yours. Ki Eish, why? There's a fire kindling in my nostrils. Ki Eish Havartem Hamasi V'tishav, a fire has been kindled. In my, I've been angered. The tishreif ad oilam, and it will burn forever. Return to Leimar. Echas aleichem zman meruba. I will be angry at you for a very, very long period of time. Rashi. What do you mean? It doesn't mean forever. It means for a long time. What's a long time? 70 years. 70 years is a long time. Let's see. Pasik dalid in Rashi. Visho matita al karchacha. Against your will, tishamet artzicha, you will be forsaken from your land. Esash, why? Esash eloisav shavsa b'shab soy seichem, because you have not been faithful, you have not observed the shmitais, and when you were there. When you were there. Shamarti lochem v'shavsa ha'aretz, the famous, we just said a few times, the land shall rest. Uvicha, next word in the pasuk according to Rashi, enokem, I will take revenge. Machmas nachalosko asher nosato lecho, due to the inheritance which I've given to you. So he's saying over here, uvicho mi nachalosko. Shloyasisar ritzoyni li hashmita. It seems that he's learning the pasuk a little bit differently. He's taking the two words uvicho mi nachalosko and it's combining the two words together. It's because the nachala, you have not treated the nachala that I've given you with the proper respect that I have instructed, that's why it's going to come to you, this punishment. Shloyasisa ritzoyni lehashmita. Period. Dover acher, uvicha minachaloscha, bicha enokem minachaloscha, sheegla oischa mimena. It's not referring to you have not been respectful. It means, because of your sins, you will be removed from the nachala. It's not because of what you've done to the Nachla. It means this will be the punishment, is that you will be removed from the Nachla.
Well, he said, one of this Mepharshim over here makes a comment and says that when you're in Kutzlar, it's makeup, because obviously if you're not in the land, then you're not over on Shemitah. So you're going to be outside of the land of Israel for 70 years, and that way you'll be Mekayim Shemitah all those years, because you're not there to violate it.
Right, and also Neret Yisrael, the land will be resting for 70
right,
years. No one's going to occupy the land. Right, exactly. It's there in my nostrils. There is a fire that is burning. Let's see the Radak Pasuk Dalit. He's putting the two words together. He's putting these two words together that the release will be in you. You will be removed from your land. The same thing we said before. You did not observe Shemitah when you're living in the land. I will bring hatred upon your land, and you will be trapped. Kishmitza. What? Kishmitza. Uvechoin abed poranosi didin, and then I will do punishment to you. I'm not sure exactly what it means. I think it's similar to what he's saying what he said before, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the enemy upon your land, and he will exile you, and then the land will remain fallow as a punishment for the sins of not observing Shemitah. Ve'havadaticha, and you will serve your enemies. Bedalet. Okay, it says here ve'havad, not ve'havarticha, but with the dalit, bedalit, ulamalu parshas oili ami ve'havarti bereish. We had that before, back in the beginning, back a while ago. We had a similar possibility. There it says ve'havarti. There is with the dalit.
There
was a reish. Ve'havarticha will cause you to pass.
If that usually means to remove, right?
I will remove you. Vavarti is, you have to see the context. I don't
fit here.
Right, so the words are different. Vavarti, and maybe there was El Oivecha. You will be transferred.
I'm going to bring the
Goyim. Vavarti Es Oivecha. So I will bring the Goyim. Vavarti Es Oivecha Ba'aretz. Okay, you have to see the pasuk there, okay? But it's there in Echanami. There, whatever it means over there, it's an entirely different meaning. He just wants to point out the psukim are very similar. Don't get confused. Here it's with the dalet, there it's with the resh. Kidachtim, it's been burning. There's a fire that's burning. Chavartem, lemalok kodchom, bekan kodachtem. So there are two psukim. One pasuk, it says, kidachtem, kodchom. That's a different pasuk. And here it says, kidachtem. Lamala, it says Alechem. It says Alechem. Bikan, it says Ad Ola. Okay, there's a similar pasuk. I don't know where the pasuk is. There's a similar pasuk somewhere before. And there, the words are not exactly the same. It just wants to point out that do not make a mistake when you discuss these pasukim. Okay, now we go to some very popular pasukim. Ko yamar Hashem, pasuk eight. So says Hashem, Arur Hagever Asher Yiftach Ba'adam. Cursed be the man that has faith in man. The sum basar zero, and he sets his own flesh as his strength. Umen Hashem yosur libo. So there are three things being expressed. Number one, he has faith in his fellow man. So some people they're very weak. I cannot do anything, but I have faith in my friends. They will come to my rescue. Or some people are mighty. They are very powerful. They have faith in themselves. The common denominator of having faith in your friends, or having faith in yourself and your own power, is umen Hashem yosur libo. You turn your heart away from Hashem. What's the next pasuk? What is the consequence of this? V'hoya ke'aror bo'arava. Such a person will be like a tree. An aror is a... There are different translations. It either means like a dry tree. Here in the art scroll it says a lone tree, a loner. You'll be all alone. And what's the consequence of being all alone? When the wind blows, it's uprooted. When a tree is together with many, many trees, so therefore the wind is blocked. Each tree, it helps the other tree. Each one enhances the fortification from the elements for each other. When you have a group of trees and the wind blows, so the wind is broken by the outer trees. So in each direction, when the wind blows, there's always going to be a breaking of the wind, it's going to be protection. But when the tree is all alone and a very harsh wind comes, the tree is in danger of being uprooted. That's one translation of the word aror, a lone tree. Another interpretation translates aror to mean a tree that is rotted. It's rotted, It's on the way down. It's about to collapse. Bo Arava. Arava is in the wilderness. You'll be like a in the desert. Below Yireh, you will not see Ki Yavo Tov, when good will come. Because in the desert, good does not come. V'shachan charerim b'midbar, and will be parched. Charerim means to be parched. In the Mitzudos Tavit, it says Kinyana Yovesh. It will dwell in a state of dryness in the desert. Eretz Melecha, land of salt. The Lo Seishev, that's uninhabited. Let's see these two psukim in the Mitzudos Tavit pasuk Hey. Arur HaGever. Now, what is he referring to? Ritzon Elohimar V'lo Yimtsu Ezer Mibosav Adam. I'm going to talk about Asher Yitach V'Adam. Ritzon Elohimar V'lo Yimtsu Ezer Mibosav Adam Ki Arur HaGever. Curse be this man, he will not succeed. He goes, he puts his confidence in man, he should be cursed. The curse is that his friends should not come to his aid. V'sam U'meisim Choskoi U'bitchoinoi. He sets his strength and his confidence B'Bosav V'Adam. He turns heart away from having confidence in Hashem. Pasuk Vav, the Hoya, Habotech Vodam Yia Ka'aro, will be like an arrow, like a lone tree. Hagodel Varav, Velo Yira, Eini Roi Keshabot Hoya Boilam. A tree that's alone in the desert does not witness the good that it comes to this world. The Heim Hagishamim. What is the toy that the pasuk is referring to? Rain, because it does not rain in the desert. It's in the, and it will dwell in a state of dryness. In dryness, due to the intensity of the midbar. Eretz Malecholin, that's salty. The Eretz Sha'afra Maluach, it's salted. The Enam Yusheves, it's not inhabited. Who Kafal Inim Bemilim Bemilim Shoinas. Rashi, Pasuk He, Asher Yiftach Ba'adam, Bicharishoy, Diketziroy Loimar. A person has faith in plowing and in harvesting. To say, Ezra Bashvias Vaicha. So according to Rashi, Rashi is telling us this Pasuk is clearly a continuation of the previous Pasuk. The theme of the previous pasuk was Shemitah, and the person says, I have confidence that in the year of Shemitah, I'm going to plant, I'm going to harvest, I don't care what it says in the Torah. Cursed be such a pasuk. He puts confidence in his might, Zero-O, Kemo Ezroi, his strength, V'chein Tigim Yonason, Rach Tzonei, I'm assuming that means his strength. And he turns his heart away from Hashem. He does not believe that Hashem has the means to provide for him in the year of Shemitah, even though he's not planting the field. So Pasuk Vav goes on to say, what is he going to be? He's going to be like an Arar. What is an Arar? Ki'etz yichidi, like a lone tree. L'shoin ariri, a person that has no children. One who has no children is called an ariri. The yeshom, some sinner. What is this word? What is this word?
This is an interesting word. Degat, D-E-G-A-T. Now, he says it means laid waste. Now, if you think about it, like you say, for example, say for gracious, like so-and-so fathered so-and-so. The older translation, we say, begat, right? So this is the opposite. The opposite of fathering someone is not fathering. D.
Ariri.
Right. So not fathering.
Not fathering, okay. Umenachem perish shame. Okay, so now we have a new interpretation. So first it means to be all alone. All alone, ariri. And then the second interpretation, which I mentioned to you before, is it's a tree that is sick, that is ill. Menachem Perush Shem Eitz Me'Eitz Hayar. It's a certain type of tree. There are Shemo V'chein Perush Ka'aror B'Midbar Eitz Echad Me'Atzei Hayar. I mean, I told you know the Pshat. I think the Radak says that. Rashi is saying it's a specific type of tree that is found in the desert. Maybe it's a cactus. Maybe it's a cat find. Loshon Arav is Loshon Meshar. Charerim is Yovish Kmo. Chora Mini Chorev, I'm dried up. Eretz Melecha, sulfur. Eretz Shehi Melecha Veloitiat Mutei Yusheves, no one can live there. The land is poisonous. It's not suitable for inhabitation. Okay, let's see the Radak. These two pasukim, pasuk hey, pasuk vav, koyamar Hashem. Now here, the Radak is coming.
Charoro is a charcoal or something like that.
Charoro is a cake.
A coal.
I don't know.
It's the cake from the coal.
It's dried out. So in Echonam, it's
burning.
Okay, so we have here so far two translations for the word RR. Either means it's a lone tree, or it's a specific type of tree that grows in the desert. Maybe it's a cactus. Now we come to. So far, what have we learned? We've learned that this. Why is Yirmiyah cursing the person that has faith in man? According to the Radak, according to the Metzudos, it's just a general curse. He's not connecting these psukim to anything specific. Rashi has taught us that this is a continuation of Shemitah. Since there's going to be Golus is about to come, and one of the primary reasons why there is Golus is because the people have failed to observe Shemitah. Shemitah is all about having faith in Hashem. Hashem will provide you in the seventh year, in the year of Shemitah. And cursed be the person that does not believe in Hashem's bracha of Vitzivisi's Brachosi Bashana Hashishes. Radak now is coming to give us a new interpretation. And this goes back to a theme we had many times. The people living at this time put their confidence in Mitzrayim and in Ashur. Back in Ashur, that these nations would come to the aid of Klal Yisrael in the event that Nebuchadnezzar would make trouble. So this is what Yirmiyah is saying, cursed be you people who think that Hashem can't bring the Churban because you have formed an alliance with the world superpower Mitzrayim and Asher. Many times we had this. They had faith on Mazeh. Umen Hashem yosor libo. Ki im lo yosor libo me Hashem ve'enoi ki im lo yosor libo me Hashem ve'enoi ra. If you don't turn your heart away, then it's not evil. Then you're not evil. The person that puts his confidence in man, that man shall help him, then his kavana is. That's okay.
He's the agent.
But just don't make it exclusively. Don't put your confidence exclusively in him. If you put your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the person is going to be the shaliach, there is no harm done. Pasuk vav, v'haya, he'll be ke'arar bo'arava. Targum yonason ke'achoy visa b'meshra. I guess that means like a cactus, whatever it is. V'perish of hay zechon levracha achvitz hukoitz shevachutz u'befnim pri nechal v'nikra arar. A certain type of tree that has thorns on the outside and fruit on the inside. Is that a cactus?
Yes.
Cactus has fruit on the inside? It's edible?
Yes.
You eat the cactus fruit all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
The sabra
is
a cactus.
Okay. So that's mamish a cactus. V'lo yireh al derech hasha'ela. Cactuses don't have eyes. So what does it mean then it does not see? Well, not see means it's a borrowed term. It doesn't, of course, mean see. Kiyavita when Guru come, what is the type of his mother and who are mother's rain? Vishachan charedin, it will lie by midbar in the desert in a dry, parched state. Shereitzhu yishkan v'makam shu charedin, the tree that lives there in the desert is in a state of dryness. V'zehu by midbar shalo yipol sham mother meroif hacham to the heat. V'charedin inyin shereifa. The word charerim means a coal. It means sreifa. The lake of the Mruf Hachamimus means the atzmi. You've said my bones chora mini chayev are burnt up due are dry due to heat. They've been burnt up and been dried out due to the intensity. The chora nechushta. The copper has been dried out. Nochar ma'apur. We had that before. That the bellows have dried out due to the intense heat. Charerim shame. It is a word, b'shekel, in the grammatical form of mitzroyim. Chararim. The kaf al inyin v'milo shoynois. I don't know what it means, mitzroyim, chararim. In the same grammatical form as that word. The kaf al... Chararim. There are two of them. One. Rorim, mitzrayim. Mitzroyim. Mitzorim. Mei means mitzorim. Cha rorim ma matzirim. I don't know what this means. The kaf al inyan demiloy shem esvama eretz melecha v'loy seshe melecha toyal eretz shletetzmiach. A land that's salty is a description of a land that has no, that does not produce food. Nigzrom in the Mina Yishuv, and the Nigzrom in the Yishuv is cut off from inhabitation. V'chein bris melech, bris nigzera, different expressions. V'chein eretz pri lemelecha, v'targ minasan ba'ar rostom d'lo is yosvas. It will be like Sidom. Sidom is called gofris v'melach sreifa chol arza. Ashelo yizare, and that's describing some v'amoshel od v'amoshel adam shiyasa b'tchoinu b'meho ekel kizeh. And therefore, what is the marshal person that removes his confidence in Sefer Mekadosh Baruch Hu? Is kizeh ha'etz is similar to this type of tree she'enem mislachlach. It has no moisture elo amad b'yovish kozman, but rather it is dry all the time. The afal pishein mace, even though it does not die. Very frightening concept. The cactus tree does not have any moisture, but yet it's still alive. The cactus tree still goes on and lives. It's a torturous existence to be in a state of life. You're still alive, yet you're shriveled and you're suffering. That is the Musar Haskalah. The person will be alive and suffer. It would have been better for this person to die and not see all the suffering. That's the curse of a person that puts confidence in man. He remains alive, but exists like a cactus tree in the place of yovesh, heat, dryness, and thorns. And it's not obviously not a lot of fun. Okay, next pasuk Zayin. What is the contrast? The contrast is Baruch HaGer Asher Yiftach BaHashem. Okay, V'Hoya Hashem Yiftach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his security. V'Hoya Pasuk Ches Hoya Will Be Ke'ed Shasu Al Mayim. Will be like a tree that's planted by Mayim. V'Al Yuval Yishalach Sharashav, and he will spread out. And he will spread out to the Yuval, means the brook, to a source of what he will spread his roots. The low year at its akrivat siv, he will not see kiyavay chaim. He will never see a situation when heat comes, a heat wave. The hoya alei ranan, and his leaves will be fresh. With vishnas bat seris lo yidog, in years of famine he will not worry. The lo yomishma asos peri, he will not cease from producing peros. Let's see these two spoken together. Pasuk zayin really to the sun. The hoya Hashem. Just like that, the person that's confident in Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem will respond. Hashem will reciprocate. If a person shows confidence in Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is a person's shadow. Wherever you go, he goes. Hashem indeed will be your support. That's planted. This person will be filled with blessing. Like a tree that's planted by water, and whose roots spread near streams of water. You'll not sense when there is heat and different forms of heat, heat wave. Since he's always continuously supplied, his leaves will be fresh. Ha'olim shabo yurutum will be moist. Vishnas bat service is a famine. Vishnas b'shoshiyem minias hagashanim. When there'll be a drought, lo yidog, who? This tree will not worry. V'ratzoloimar lo yazik lo, he will not be damaged. Lo yamish, he will not cease from producing fruit. Lo yosur mil gadel peros. V'ratzoloimar uvein k'vichen yeh b'tech v'Hashem. So shall be the one that has confidence in Hashem. Shlo yechsar. Loi shum davar, nothing will be lacking. V'lo yidag me'at tzoros hamishrak shos ba'olam, and he will not worry from the tzoros that come to the world. Okay, so that concludes these two psukim in the Mitzudos. Rashi says in pasuk zaches v'lo yireh ha'etz ki yarechon, the tree will not see when he comes, but tzubat tzoros, a famine. Loshon rav, m'chol, what's that word?
Famine.
The tzadi.
Famine.
Okay, whatever.
Forget the tzadi. Why is it a tzadi?
Okay, losh ma'acher, but tzoros means a siege.
You have this all along.
Okay, Loshon Acher, Bat Soiretz, Loshon Nivsov. In case Chas V'Shalom, there is a siege, the city is under attack, this individual will not be affected. V'chein Chim Menachem, that's how he interprets. Lo Yidag, Lo Yifachet, or Yifchot. He will not be afraid. Let's see the Mitzudos, Pasik Zay, Pasik Radak, Pasik Zayin, Baruch Gever, Mohaya Shem Miftachoy, Im Yiftach Bo, Hu Yem Miftachoy, V'lo Yira Mikol Ra. If man will have faith in HaKadosh Baruch, Hashem will be his strength. Hashem will reciprocate. And he will not be afraid of Mikol Ra. V'hoya Pasik Ches, V'hoya Al Mayim, Shlo Yimso Li Oilam, V'sho Yitzmach Li Oilam, Lo Yitzmal Oilam will never be thirsty. He will never become thirsty. Al Yuval, and he will send forth his roots to a Yuval as a stream. V'al Pal Gei Mayim Yishalach Shoroshav, Shafilu Shoroshav Yishayispashtu M'mokim Rochog Yu Al Pelagvam, even the roots that spread to a faraway place will be along streams of water. Lo Yireh Al Derech Hashel, this is a borrowed expression. Kolaymar Afilu Kishayir Choyim Ba'olam, even when will be heat in the world, Lo Yochosh Menu will not be affected. Ki Al Mayim Hu Shasul, because this tree will be planted by a stream. Lo Yuchal Hachoyim Liavsho, and the heat will be unable to dry out this tree. Afilu Alei Yilo Yiranan, even when there's a heat wave, the leaves will remain fresh. Not like other trees whose leaves wither in the winter time. Even there will be a year of famine. When there is no rain, it doesn't matter. Because this tree is planted by water. Trees do not worry. Trees do not have feelings. They do not have intelligence. This is nothing more than a borrowed expression. Next, lo yomish me'asos peri, this tree will not cease from producing fruit. Even in the years of famine, it will be moist. The yitain period be eaten only fourth food in the proper time. Kain Adam Hatoba Shayita Hashem, Lo Yasir Tuvo Lialom, a beautiful bracha, a person that has faith in a spoken will not be lacking from bracha his entire life. The Afilu Bishar Shashar Bne Adam Kitsara, even Rahman al Litzlan, when other people are suffering, this tzaddik who has faith in the Kamashbrok will not be suffering. Hu yiye bitov kemosha amar, bishesh tsaros yatsi leka, six tsaros Hashem will save you from, uvisheva, and the seventh one, lo yigal b'choro, will not even touch you. Upri ha'odam ha'toiv, sheyilmudu b'nei odam b'chokhmosoy u'ma'asav ta'toivim. What are the fruits of a good person? What are the fruits? It's what it is, teachings. The teachings are his teachings. This is his good. These are the fruits of a person. Ve'olohu moshol l'mamoyin of yosho. So the fruit means he'll be mechadesh chidushim. People will learn from his chidushim, his ways. The leaves is symbolic, and according to Radak, to his assets. Sheyehanu b'nei odam mimenu, people will derive benefit. Okay, obviously it's a very beautiful brachas. Okay, we have time for another pasuk. Pasuk tes is a very complex pasuk. Okoiv halev mikol v'anushu mi yedoenu. The heart is the most corrupt organ in the body, and it's sick. The anush, it suffers from a very deep, great sickness. What is the sickness? The sickness is, the pasuk defines the sickness, it says, mi yedoenu, no one knows what I think. No one knows what I'm doing anyway. The fact that the heart can entertain, can convince itself that the Ribbono Shel Olam does not know what is in it, what it's thinking, what it's doing, this is the greatest form of crookedness, and it's the greatest form of sickness in this world. To deny the fact, the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what a person is thinking, what he's feeling, and what he's planning to do. So again, the words are Akoyf Halev Mikol. The heart is the most corrupt, crooked from all of the organs of the body. That refers to the heart, or he refers to really the mind, the Hergeshim, the Anush, Hu. And it's extremely sick. It's critically sick. And now we define what is the sickness. The sickness is, and the corruptness, the crookedness is, Mi Ye Do'enu. Is there anyone that really knows what I'm thinking, what I'm doing? No one knows. I can do whatever I want. The world is a world of hefkeros. And Hashem says to the person, watch out. Don't think like that. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem Choker. I investigate. Lave your heart. I am Boichein. I discern. Kiloyos, your kidneys. Kidneys is always symbolic of your plans, your counsel. V'laseis le'ish kidrachov. You'll get what you deserve. Kifri ma'alalov, the fruit of your deeds. Let's see the two psukim in the Mitzvot. Pasuk test. Okay, akoyv halev. Imki lev adam hu mu'ukam hu mu'uvus yoyse nikol imki, it is certain that lev adam hu mu'ukam hu mu'uvus yoyse nikol levadav. It is a reality that the heart of man is the most corrupt of all of the limbs. The yesh by michoiv chazak, it has a very intense sickness. Ritzoyne loymar, deya nifsedes, a foolish ideology, a foolish thought. Lachshoiv ki mihu hayodea ta'alu moslimi. Is there anyone that knows what I'm thinking? Imhu boteach be'emes. Imhu boteach be'emes olo. If he is faithful or not. If he has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with truth or not. Is there anyone that really knows if I'm a person of sincerity? No one can tell the difference. Only I know. No one knows that I'm a faker. No one really knows if I'm faking or I'm for real. This is the greatest sickness because it's not true. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. Pasuk Yud and Mitzudos. Ani Hashem, return the Loimar. Ulam, I respond to you, you person who think that there's no sin, that Hashem does not know what's taking place. Return the Loimar. Ulam, Ani Hashem. Choyker Lev Adam. I investigate a person's heart. Uvoichen, and I analyze Machshavos HaKaloyos, the thoughts of the kidneys, which means the person's decisions, his counsel. Lodas Mahu Laman, so that in the end of days you will be given a reward and punishment for what you have done. Loseis L'chol Ish Kedarki Libo Ukifri Ma'alolov Hei Machshavos Shehei Ma'aseh Lev Drachov. These are the thoughts which which result in the deeds of the heart. Udrachov V'Kofel Hadav M'mila Shaino. Rashi pasik tes akoyv halev meloy tuuna v'akuva. It's full of tuuna v'akuva mikol ra, the ultimate source of corruption. The anush, the heart is sick. It's corrupt and sick. L'shoin choyli v'chol yoy huze. This is it. What is the sickness? Rashi is very clear in this pasuk. What is the sickness? The next words, mi yedo enu, the corruptness and the sickness of the heart is that it has the chutzpah to say that no one knows what I am thinking. No one knows if I am sincere. No one knows if I am an ish neman, an ish emes. Who soiver? The heart thinks mi yodienu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, "You're making a big mistake." Ani Hashem Choykroi. It is I, Hashem, who indeed knows what is in your heart. I investigate. Radak. These two psukim, pasuk tes, akoyf halev. The heart is corrupt. Lufisha dibar b'tochen shura. Kishiyosim b'tchon b'adam. Since the previous pasuk discussed the evil of man having faith in another man. V'zeh tol b'kavonis halev. And this all depends on the person's kavana. Like we said before, it's not so bad to have faith in man, to have man come to your assistance. As long as you know that the man's assistance is only going to be the shaliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, no one really knows what your real kavan is. Do you look at your friend as being the shaliach of Hashem, or do you look at the person as being the primary source of help? L'fich d'ifor d'iber, that's why this pasuk follows through. D'iber b'kavan salev, v'yomar ki alev, akul, the lev is crooked. Yoyser mikol dover kloymar, mirma, it's deceitful. Ki yuchal odom laharos b'fiv b'masetoy, v'yeli b'ra. A person has the ability to speak echad b'peh, but the echad b'lev, to make put on a show. Umi yodaze, bilti hakel, the only one that knows this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why the heart says, who knows? The Omar Hashem responds, don't making a big mistake, it's not so. Ani Hashem chaykelev, v'hamir me'a tuli b'lev. Lo b'peh v'maise. It's totally not in the peh, it's totally in the heart. Ki af al pishet tehiya l'pamim ha'amir me'b'peh. Even though sometimes a person is deceived with his pair, Shayama Dvarim, he says words, you can say words which have two interpretations, or you can do deceitful things with your hands, the ikar is the kavan of the heart. It's worse than everything. There's nothing more deceitful in the heart. The heart has the ability to be manipulative and to corrupt and deceitful. The onashu, in koi v'shavar, it's sick. Onush machaydech, your wound is painful. Anusha machaydech. Vayomer al derech hashela, this is an borrowed term. Bicha'ev halei, biyagoin, oibidoaga, sadness or worry, oibasakim ra'im, or deeds that are corrupt, oibimachshav, v'liver omar, v'onush, hu, v'omar, cherkosh, v'omar, cherkosh, shivra, libi, v'anusha. It's another pasuk which means, going to mean that it's very sick. Pasuk, Yirani Hashem, I am Hashem, v'kloyos. Zohar kolayos ki akolayos yatzos alev gomer. Okay, we all know that. Then the kidneys give advice, and the heart is the one that makes the decision. The law says, the parasha zo the law says bivav. The word vilav says has a vav. This expression appears in another place, and near the vav is absent. Bivav kifri. But what it says, the law says bivav kifri below, and the word kif. It says vilav says leish. Kidrachov kifri without a vav. Ulamata the parshas chana moel ben shalom. Later on in the sefer, we're going to have a very similar expression, and there it's going to be the opposite. There's going to be a vav by the pre, and it's not going to be a vav by the when it says loses. Behevach loses beloy vav vichifri bivav. Ve'asimin, and the simin is vicholu uperusho. I don't know what that simin means. Uperusho veloses omar. Velase sama. Okay, I don't know what that means. Ani Hashem choyker leiv. I am Hashem who investigates the heart. V'chein biyadi gam kein. Velase sliish kedrachav. Basically, Mikolish Baruch Hu, he has the power to Hashem knows what you're thinking. Kidar kedrachav. Hashem will give men according to his ways. Loshem yachid. V'kasev v'karbid kedrachav. Loshem rabin. It's spelled without a yud, but it's read with the yud. And the meaning is the same. One is general, one is specific. Or maybe you want to say it's Lashon Rabim, the Yud, Harabim, Chasomia, Kosov. Sometimes, even when it's meant to be translated with Lashon Rabim, it's not all that uncommon for the Pasuk to leave out the Yud. Okay, so this is where we'll stop.